A pledge to prevent Iran from ever having nuclear weapons. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. It's a joint pledge from the U.S. and Israel announced after today's meeting between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid. They also held a virtual summit with the leaders of India and the United Arab Emirates.
The more we work together, the more we'll see the benefits multiply and grow to advance our shared commitment to peace, stability, and growing prosperity. They all go together.
President Biden's being awarded Israel's Presidential Medal of Honor today. Dozens of people are unaccounted for in flooding in Virginia.
Swiftwater rescue teams continue the search a day after flooding in Virginia's Buchanan County damaged more than 100 homes. Governor Glenn Youngkin has declared a state of emergency after the storm that dumped several inches of rain in a matter of hours. Debris has closed off roads and blocked access to bridges.
Well, it's just mud slides, trees in the road. Water's been in the road, and it's houses in the road, and it's just a mess.
The storm was part of a larger system that hit the region. More than a dozen people were rescued from a campground in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, due to flash flooding. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The House approves the creation of a secure reporting system for unidentified flying objects.
They want service members and other government workers to talk about UFOs they may have seen and to do it without fearing consequences. Information collected would go immediately to certain researchers and government personnel. It had bipartisan backing from Democrat Ruben Gallego and Republican Mike Gallagher, who said he wants to further Congress's ability to fact-gather and prove or disprove the origin and threat nature of whatever seems to be flying in our skies.
Fox's Jack Callahan. The National Governors Association starts its three-day summer meeting today in Portland, Maine. New Jersey Democrat Phil Murphy's taking over as its chair from Arkansas Republican Asa Hutchinson. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The supermarket in Buffalo, New York, where 10 people were shot and killed 2 months ago, reopens for business tomorrow, renovated and redesigned. There's a moment of silence and a prayer at a ceremonial opening today. The 10 victims were all black, the gunman a suspected white supremacist. A sheriff in Florida says a man who shot a home invader has nothing to worry about as far as criminal charges.
A Florida man endured a break-in the other night by men who got a hold of his guns, but the homeowner wasn't deterred.
The victim runs to a back room where he had a third gun. He picked up that gun. An AK-47 style gun, and he started shooting for his own protection.
Sheriff Chip Simmons in Escambia County, which includes Pensacola, says they did find a man with a gunshot wound later, and no, the homeowner won't be charged.
Absolutely not. The homeowner is protecting himself, and in Florida, in Escambia County, you can protect yourself.
In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
More testing for monkeypox.
The Mayo Clinic Laboratories have begun the testing this week, helping to increase testing capacity across the country. Mayo will be able to perform up to 10,000 tests per week at its Division of Clinical Microbiology Labs in Rochester, Minnesota. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky writing in a press release, quote, "The ability of commercial laboratories to test for monkeypox is an important pillar in our comprehensive strategy to combat this disease. The CDC is urging anyone who has a rash that looks like monkeypox to talk to their doctor to see if they need testing." For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Kevin Uresky. Fox News.
Baseball. The Kansas City Royals will be without 10 players for their series starting tonight against Toronto. They aren't allowed into Canada because they're unvaccinated for COVID-19. The Seattle Mariners have won 10 straight games now, sweeping a doubleheader yesterday against the Washington Nationals. Dow futures are down 475 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, and I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.